Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Calm Within. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let's be honest, communication can feel like navigating a minefield sometimes, right? You know that feeling when you think you said something perfectly clear, but the other person seems completely lost? Or maybe it's the dreaded misunderstanding where words get twisted into some epic drama. Well, guess what? We're diving deep into the world of mindful communication today because mastering this skill can seriously level up your relationships with friends, family, coworkers, even that barista who always gets your order wrong. First things first, let's get real. Mindful communication isn't about being some robotic, perfectly articulated speaker robot. It's about being present, truly listening, and responding thoughtfully, not just waiting for your turn to talk. You know those awkward conversations where you feel like you're both talking past each other? That's the opposite of mindful communication. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you become a communication ninja. Number 1. Listen actively. I mean really listen. Not just with your ears, but with your whole being. Pay attention to what the person is saying, their tone of voice, even their body language. It's like giving them your full attention. It shows respect and helps you understand their perspective better. Number 2. Before you speak, pause. Take a deep breath, gather your thoughts, and ask yourself, what's my intention here? What do I really want to communicate? Think about how your words might impact the other person. This little pause can prevent those impulsive outbursts that often lead to regret. Number 3. Choose your words wisely. Be clear, concise, and respectful. Avoid jargon, sarcasm, or any language that could be easily misunderstood. Remember, communication is a two-way street. You want to ensure your message comes across loud and clear without causing any roadblocks. Number 4. Embrace empathy. Try to see things from the other person's point of view, even if you don't agree with them. Put yourself in their shoes and try to understand their emotions and motivations. This helps build bridges and fosters a more compassionate connection. And lastly, number 5. Be open to feedback. Listen when others offer their perspectives, even if it's not what you want to hear. Ask clarifying questions and be willing to adjust your approach. Communication is a continuous learning process. The more open you are to feedback, the better you'll become. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're having dinner with your significant other and things are going great, until the conversation turns to chores. One of you feels like they're doing all the heavy lifting, while the other thinks everything is pretty balanced. Suddenly, tension builds, voices get raised, and before you know it, you're both digging in your heels, refusing to budge. Sound familiar? The scenario screams for mindful communication. Instead of reacting defensively or making accusations, try pausing for a moment, taking a deep breath, and saying something like, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed with the amount of chores lately. Can we talk about how to share them more evenly? By using statements, you express your feelings without blaming your partner. You're also opening the door for a constructive conversation. So, what are our biggest takeaways today? Mindful communication is all about active listening, thoughtful responses, empathy, and being open to feedback. It's not about winning arguments or being right, it's about building stronger connections and fostering understanding. Ready to put these tips into action? Start by practicing mindful communication in your everyday interactions. Pay attention when someone's talking to you. Really listen to what they're saying, both verbally and non-verbally. And remember, even small changes can make a big difference. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from mastering the art of mindful communication. And if you have any thoughts or insights to share, drop them in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember to find your calm within, even when things get a little chaotic. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.